Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Tes. We continue to travel through the sea of magnificent agadot and teachings of Chazal about the beauty of observing and preparing for Shabbos, kavod and oneg. In our daf, we're introduced to some of the early sources for many of our practices on Shabbos, such as the singing of Lechadodi, the whole concept of welcoming the Shabbos queen, welcoming the angels of Shabbos through Shalom Aleichem, the recitation of Vayichulu, which we include in the opening of Tefillah. Opening tefillah of Shabbos at night as Shabbos enters. So much of our daf is taken up with the precious opportunities we have to take an active role in preparing, shopping, cooking, cleaning, and any other activities that enable us to physically, psychologically, and spiritually prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara places a particular emphasis on each individual, even one with hired help in their home, to honor the Shabbos in a proactively personal way. Investing one's own energy and talent to prepare, we find in our daf, the Amoraim, Rav Chista, who would chop vegetables, Rav Yosef would chop the wood for the fire, Rav Zera would light the fire, Rav Nachman cleaned the house, took out the special vessels for Shabbos, and so on. Yid shouldn't say to himself, it's beneath my pay grade or kavod or honor to get involved in such tasks. Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, Smag, in Mitzvos Asei Lamed, number Lamed, saw these activities as leading into the acceptance of Shabbos. As the Gemara describes, the Chachamim would wrap themselves like grooms, like Chatanim, and say, Bo v'neitze, let's go out and greet the Shabbos queen. The Rambam has a special formulation here, not even found in the Shulchan Aruch. Or the tour. This is in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, "Afal pi shehaya adam chashuv biyoser." Says the Rambam, even a person who's on a high madrega is a big chashuv person. The ein darko likach dvar minashuk. Such a person isn't generally found shopping or doing other tasks. Chayev lasos dvarim shein letzorach haShabbos begufo shezeu kvodos. The Rambam, this individual has to do things with his body, has to go out and actively be involved in the preparations for Shabbos. Aruch HaShulchan notes, as mentioned, that neither the Torah nor the Shulchan Aruch use the language of chiyuv. The Rambam used the language of an obligation, which Aruch HaShulchan says he understood the Rambam to not be referring to a full-fledged obligation, because even our Gemara uses the phrase chashiv mi shahayu osin. Chashiv mi means it's good. It's good. The person who does such a thing, it's important. It's great. The person who does such a thing implies many people did not take upon themselves to get involved personally. Concluding this is really no more than a hiddur mitzvah. Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Bezin, that's in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Nun, and talks about this halacha of preparing for Shabbos oneself, notes the principle at play here from the Gemara and Kiddushin Mem Aleph. Mitzvah bo yosem yibshulcho. A person should do a mitzvah on their own rather than having somebody else do it on their behalf, which really is not unique to Shabbos, as the Magen Avraham, but to all mitzvahs in general, that we should try as much as we can to get involved in doing any mitzvah that we can and not send somebody else on our behalf. There's a conversation in Achronim how significant this concept of mitzvah bo yosem yishulcho is. Is it midrabanan? Is it midoraisa? Is it a rabbinic idea? Is it something that the Torah itself advocates that we should do when it comes to preparation or doing a mitzvah? Some like the Chidam, Birkei Yosef, and that's in Hilchos Bris Milah, is a comment on the comments of the Shach. That's in Yoredei Reish Samech Dalad. And the Balatanya said similarly in Shulchan Aruch Rav Simen Reish Nun, Kutras Achron. It's a bonus for the mitzvah. It's a Yisron. It's a bonus for the mitzvah if a person does it themselves. It's not more than just a good idea and a nice practice. The Ran and our Gemara says similar. However, the Nitziv in Emek Sheilat Simen Kuf Samech Tes Os Aleph says that if the Torah gives us a pasuk about Hachana, the concept of mitzvah bo yosef yishulcho enters the realm of Doraisa. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah performance that we find there by Hachana. We find this by Hachana for Shabbos, like we had in the daf a few days ago, Vechinos Asher Yaviu, by the man we had in our daf the other day, also by baking matzos, Shmartim Zematzos, and building a sukkah, Chag HaSukkos Tase. The preparation was also part of the commandment. I have strong memories of my grandfather waking up at 5 a.m. on Erev Shabbos to go to the bakery and buy challahs for all the children and grandchildren's mamash akiyum of Simen Reish Nun, Yashkim Baboker B'yom Shishi La'achin Tzarech HaShabbos, which should wake up with energy and excitement to prepare for Shabbos. We'd be zoche to be involved in the Hachanas of Shabbos, a tried and tested recipe for enhancing the Shabbos experience.